Can't you see it? The world powered by solar and renewable energy. Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4, packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Hey, y'all, it's Chip Patterson from the Cover 3 Podcast, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network. College football is about to enter its first ever 12-team playoff era, so join me, along with Tom Fornelli, Danny Cannell, and Bud Elliott, as we drop new episodes 5 times a week to close out the year. We've got reactions, bracket breakdowns, and best bets for these matchups with championship stakes. Follow and listen to the Cover 3 Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Some of the keys to the game for the Falcons as they get set to take on the Vikings in what is a non-welcoming atmosphere up there in Minnesota for opposing teams.
I don't know. At this point, I'm so lost. We're like a Sam Darnold first quarter injury away from Daniel Jones randomly being activated and coming in and going lights out against us. That's just where I feel like our season is headed right now. I'm going dark. Reality, you have to establish, to me, I think you need to establish the running game, because this is a team that is very stingy against the run. If you could play a little bit of ball control and kind of keep yourself in a second and third in manageable, right? And I don't want to say third and short, but third and manageable, which would be third and five or less, you could kind of maybe neutralize them from pinning their ears back and doing what they've done a phenomenal job of all year, and that's coming after the quarterback.
I agree with you. I'm going to go a step further, and I'm going to say that the actual path to victory for the Falcons, at least offensively, and I think to your point, it leads to ball control and it leads to what they could do defensively. They have to come out and run the offense that they ran on the first drive last week. And they have to keep themselves in situations that lend themselves to being able to do that. You can't get behind and throw pick sixes, and all of a sudden you're in a five-step drop and you're sitting in the pocket with Kirk Cousins. I tweeted out last week during the first drive. All right, you ran a draw action. You ran a quarterback sneak. You ran a play-action pass. You ran a duo play with like an arc release by Charlie Warner up in the gap. You did a number of things. You even saw a wham play later in the game that they've probably only run maybe one other time this season, if that, that the Ravens and other teams have run this year. They have to do things that keep other teams off balance. And I thought we would see more of that coming out of the bye week, and we did. On the first drive, I was like, man, this is what you want to see. And they move the ball, they miss the field goal, and then they go back down after the turnover, and they score in the red zone. And I was like, this is what it's supposed to be about. And then you throw a pick on a play action pass, and you stop doing any of it. And it's like you got away from everything that you put in the bye week. Zach Robinson got a little bit of tunnel vision, and all of a sudden you're right back into the same offense where you're asking Kirk Cousins to drop back and you're pass protecting 30 times with an offensive line that has no business doing that.
Yeah, you still were able to now defensively you did such a good job at creating three and outs that you were able to have a very good time of possession. And I think mainly because you ran the ball somewhat effectively. Now, it wasn't to the tune of what we would want necessarily as far as yards per carry, but you just kept yourself there. I don't know what happened in the game plan or in the game that kind of changed it, other than you just kept turning the ball over. Like, you dominated the game in every – I keep going back, and I got to get it out of my head, and I'm like a broken record right now. But I go back to, you dominated every facet of the ball game last week. But one, and it was the turnovers. And that's right. What cost you. And you even started the game off. On the other side, I don't know how necessarily to play them other than keep them in third and longs. And they're really not – they've got Aaron Jones is a good running back, but they're not – I go back and look at some of their games where they've ran the football. They haven't been great at running the football. It doesn't, Aaron Jones does have 800 and something yards, but I just don't feel like their run game is near as good as ours, because after Aaron Jones, there is a huge drop off.
Well, let's hear from the Falcons quarterback, Kirk Cousins. He joined Dave Archer. This interview is brought to you by Margaritaville at Lanier Islands, an easy 1 hour drive from Atlanta.
Time to catch up with the quarterback, Kirk Cousins, here on Countdown to Kickoff. Kirk, anybody that works at a job very long ends up having a tough day at the job. That might have been the way we classify what happened last Sunday. What is it in your mind? This is not your first rodeo. What do you do to regroup and get yourself back on the right side?
Yeah, there's no secret formula. I think it's just so important to get back on the horse, to get back to work, to go back to your normal habits and your process. And in a lot of ways, getting back to work is comforting, you know, to get into that routine and just trust your plan and stick to it. And sort of believe that, you know, that's the exception and not the norm, and believe that on a larger sample size that it'll straighten out.
Does this situation present any more anxiety, or have you been through it enough where going back to a team you played with before and had great success with, and now here you are in their building and the crowd on you and all that kind of stuff?
Yeah, well, I've never played there as the away quarterback, so it'll be a different dynamic, certainly. But, you know, I just think there's so many people there that you care about, that you know so well, that you have a shared history with. And that's what's unique is, you know, when you play on the road, typically you don't know a soul. And in this case, you know, I know a lot of people there. I have a lot of great memories with them. Some of them will be lifelong friends. So, but, you know, between the whistles during the game, that's not something that's really crossing your mind. You're playing football. They're trying to stop you. You're trying to do everything you can to move the football. And that's really like any other game in that sense.
I've been asked a number of times about, how would Kirk handle this? How will he? Well, I said, I don't know. I'll ask him. I said, you got a lot of people you want to shake hands to. There's a lot of people that meant a lot to you up there.
Yeah.
Equipment guys, trainers, things like that. Is that something you get out of the way really early and go see those people?
Well, I think it's hard because when I go out for warm-ups, I kind of have my routine and I want to kind of stay in my routine. I don't really. I'm not in a very social mood when I'm playing pro football. So after the game is probably the best time for me to do that. But before the game, it's hard. It's hard. I'm sure it's unavoidable. But certainly after the game, I'd like to say hello to some people and thank them for the role they've played in my career and my life.
Brian Flores signed on as a defensive coordinator last year, so you know him and we're in training camp with that. Does that help you at all as you get ready for this game? Obviously, you got a bank of tape to look at for this year.
Yeah, he's a great coach. You know, like any team, like any defense, they'll evolve in time, and so training camp from 2022 or 2023 feels like a long time ago. And he's such a smart coach that there will be game plan things that are specific to playing us. So you kind of have to, you know, be ready to react and just play a smart game and understand that there will be some things he throws at you that are tough looks, and you got to, respond in the moment the right way.
What has it have been about this defense? They're doing a really good job of taking the football away. They have for a long time, but 18 interceptions leads the league. They've got a couple of guys who can rush the passer. What do you do to take care of that?
Yes, they have turned the ball over. So certainly, that's something that, we would love to come out of this game and say we were turnover free. I think that gives you a starting point to win the game from. Certainly something they emphasize is trying to take it away. And, they try to give you a lot of muddy looks and create some confusion and do a good job with that. But we have to do the best we can to handle it.
All right, last thing for you. Communications can always be tough in a building like this. You got a great crowd up there. You played in front of them. What do you do? You've been on the road a number of times in dome stadiums or whatever. How do you reduce that to where you can communicate with one another?
Yeah, we got to be smart. In the huddle, at the line of scrimmage, we got to get good reps here in practice. Just to make sure that we're all on the same page and there's a balance. You want to have options. You want to have some level of complexity, but you also understand that too much complexity only makes life more difficult on the road. So we try to find that balance every time we go into a tough environment.
All right, big guy. Go have some fun.
All right. Thanks, Arch.
First of all, don't approach that man during his pregame warm-up. You know what I mean? Don't make him go Shedeur Sanders versus Cam Newton, before the game.
People are there to work. He's there to do a job.
That's what I'm saying. That's what I'm saying. That's what I'm – but he's right. It's going to be unavoidable.
It's hard, yeah.
Right? You're going to have every single person pretty much in that locker room, so it's going to be unavoidable. Arch kind of mentioned it. Get out there 10 minutes early and dap everybody up before you get into your zone.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? That's one of those things that it's going to be tough because I've seen Kirk in pregame. We've all seen Kirk in pregame, and it's – he's locked in. He's a pro's pro when it comes to that, and then he has his routine. So that'll be definitely different for him. But, you know, look, I think that it's one of those things he's hopefully, you know, can get in the mindset to avoid any of that distraction.
Walk into your trap, take over your trap.
Yeah, that's right.
Why do you got to play that? It's technically, is it, do you think he still feels like it's a little bit of his trap, like he's just kind of renting it? I mean, because he played there for so long.
You mean like Sam Darnold's renting?
Yeah, yeah. He's like, it ain't your trap, dog. It's still mine.
Yeah, he might have felt like he built that trap. Yeah. And he's just in it, like you said.
We talked about how I think he moved out. He even played there because they had so many different quarterbacks. Mike pointed it out.
After
he got hurt.
I don't think Kirk forgot it.
I know he
I don't think Minnesota forgot
it. I don't know if he's going to walk in there like, this is my house.
Yeah, I think it's you put the house on the market and you sold the house.
You took
a better offer.
When Deion came back to Atlanta and he beat up Andre Rison in that middle of, or I don't know, that was kind of a good fight. I was an Andre fan in that fight because he was still a Falcon. But he afterwards, he's like, no, I built it. This is a house that Deion built. So he remembered it.
I don't think we'll catch Kirk Cousins with a quote like that this weekend.
You don't think him and a defensive lineman go toe-to-toe, start swinging at each other?
Kirk Cousins versus Sam Darnold, Oklahoma Drill, start the game.
That'd be awesome.
In the middle, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
That should be the coin toss.
Yeah.
Although I don't think we'd win.
Let me see who's bigger. Well, Sam's 6'3", 225. Kirk's a little bit taller.
Yeah.
Kirk's he's got 20 pounds on Kirk. Yeah, we might.
Yeah,
that little beer belly that Darnold's hiding underneath the rib protectors.
Might just go ahead and defer. Let's go ahead and defer. Defer.
You think Sam Darnold could throw back a few?
I would put money on it.
As long as he doesn't throw one
to
the other team.
Sure.
Get intercepted in the middle.